The Financial and Consumer Services Commission of New Brunswick, FCNB, recently launched a website to help New Brunswickers make decisions regarding their finances and improve their financial literacy and confidence. The website, finfo.ca, finfo.ca, is designed to provide information and answer questions people may have about their finances and has a number of interactive tools, including an interest calculator, a budget builder, a record keeper, and a variety of quizzes. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Marissa Solos, Director of Communications and Public Affairs with the Financial and Consumer Services Commission of New Brunswick, about the launch of the website and how it might help New Brunswickers manage their finances.
We have recently, on May 26th, launched our new consumer education program called FinFo. So finfo.ca is the website. We're really approaching it from more of a people-first stance. So when you land on our site, you're going to see right away some, you know, big life events that usually come with complicated, maybe a little scary financial decisions that need to be made. So we're really trying to make some of these money topics less scary by presenting them in a pretty easy to understand way.
Could you tell us a little bit about the tools and resources that are actually available on site?
We certainly have a lot of content around important money basics like investing and home ownership and managing debt and understanding insurance, protecting yourself from frauds and scams. But again, we also have these life events that sort of put money into context of where you might actually be encountering some of these challenges or questions that you may have. We also have some interactive tools that are there to help you plan, to compare, and to explore some different, you know, consumer decisions. So there are some quizzes where you can test your fraud IQ or see if you can bust some credit myths that are common. There are checklists and worksheets to help you reflect on your relationship with money and how it may be shaping some of your financial habits today. And lastly, we have a series of articles that we're calling Money Talk. And these are just short reads, but you may find that they're answering some of the questions that you have, like, how do I save money when costs of living are always going up? Or, you know, what's the difference between a workplace pension or a savings plan? So FinFo is built all around being able to provide answers to financial questions that maybe we're a little scared or embarrassed to ask because we think we should know this stuff already. We're trying to make it really easy for people to find that information and to understand that everybody has those questions. Feeling the stress and the pressure around money and kind of feeling like these costs and the money associated it are sort of running the show instead of you, it can be really stressful. And we have resources on FinFo that will help you to kind of get grounded and find a spot to start because it can feel overwhelming and like there's no way out. But we do have a spot to start called Taking Charge of Your Money, and it helps understand some of the mental tricks that our brain does to us to understand how we spend our money, to understand what we want your money to do for you, answering some questions like, oh, am I really bad with my money? Is that why I'm finding myself in these situations? And spoiler, the answer is no, you're not bad with money. You're learning, and that's okay. And then we have some articles with some tips about how to save money when you're actually out doing things like shopping for food, dealing with your utility bills and entertainment spending, looking at some of those areas where maybe we have some flexibility and identifying where you can exert a bit of control over your money in these instances. In terms of practicing and trying it out, we have a budget tool on there. We have a tool where you can compare with the amount of money I have available. Should I save and invest, or should I pay down my debts? But ultimately, using some of these tools, you're going to get a good baseline of information, which is really important. Then you're going to have the ability to learn more about yourself so that you're better prepared maybe to withstand some financial shocks when they may come. And then there are tools there to help you practice and understand how you can put your information into use and kind of adapt along the way.
Alongside financial pressures, questions of planning for the future and retirement, how people might see this as almost impossible or very difficult to do. Mm. But how important is this, and is it possible?
It's absolutely possible, and it is, it's one of those kind of better to start early, but never too late to start, kind of better late than never. There is information on FinFo to help people when they're considering retirement. A lot of folks start by saying, okay, what's this big number that I need to save for? But again, there's information on here that will help you to ground yourself and think about things like, what do I want my retirement to look like? And what do I need to consider when I'm trying to sort out how much I think I might need to save for retirement? And then there's some more practical information on there, like understanding what is a pension and what is a registered savings plan. We also have information on the site to help people who may find themselves a little bit later in their career and faced with caring for children and aging parents. So how do you maintain your financial well-being while providing these kind of supports?
I'm kind of wondering a little bit about maybe some of the things people think about less, things that maybe people need to be aware of that perhaps they're not aware of. If there are things that you'd like to highlight and point them in the direction of where they can find out more on the site.
So we have some interesting tools and articles on the site for really understanding how money fits into your life. If you have just moved in with a partner or you've just gotten married, how do you have some of those conversations about money? Because it does have the potential to put a big stress on a relationship. So we've developed some tools for people on the website where they can kind of figure out, you know, with their partner, what your money personalities are, to better understand why people bring the money habits that they do to a relationship. We've got information to help people when they're thinking about starting a family. And we also have some fraud and scam information. Frauds and scams are on the rise, and we really want to provide very judgment-free, very supportive information on understanding what to watch out for, how to recognize a fraud, and then what to do if you think you have encountered one.
What other resources and support are available to New Brunswickers? How can people find more, maybe personalized information if they do need help?
There are other agencies that are available. So FinFo is a program by the Financial and Consumer Services Commission of New Brunswick, and we're the financial and consumer regulator in the province. So we are a resource that you can turn to if you have challenges in any of these areas with the financial providers. They can visit fcnb.ca to learn more about our role in that respect. But the commission licenses the people who really work day to day with your money. And, you know, I always encourage people to look for the other trustworthy tools and organizations that are available in your community. There are credit counseling services. There are nonprofit organizations at the federal level that provide information as well. But for those who are looking for more personalized kind of sit down, let's make a financial plan, or let's sort through your credit or your debt, those resources are available. Some of them are available at no charge, and some there are at a cost. But I would encourage people, if that's the type of information they're looking for, to do their due diligence and ensure that they're dealing with licensed or registered financial professionals. FinFo is about giving you control over your own money, giving you a sense of control, a sense of confidence, which is sometimes really hard to find when you feel like you're struggling or you're out of options. Nothing on FinFo is about judging where you're at or how you got there. It is about how can you make a positive change and take back control or build more control.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.